Shri Tazan and Mr. Lashamas by Rosh Hashanah continue in Shri University with the Yud Beis Cheshvan Reflection and Press, November 4th, 1987, and Wednesday. Continue.
Does it deliberately exalted? I think, I'm not sure, because it's a long time since I saw it in the Rosh Hashanah, that the Rosh Hashanah explains it, that according to the Rambam, Havor is only shayach in something that can be accidentalized, never be accidentalized. It can turn into ashes, better. In other words, let's say, you burn wood, so it suddenly turns into ashes. You burn a piece of paper, so in a second it turns into ashes. But in metal, it doesn't turn into ashes. It's called, in science, it's called slow process of oxidation. So in a long time, it can turn into ashes. I don't know, it might require months and months to turn into ashes. So something that is not readily oxidized, There is no chiyuv avor in the Rambam. Dov Lital discusses what's the essential feature of avor: to burn or to consume. In other words, suppose it would be the kuna of a snake, they are beish, they are snake in any mukha. There it was the darkness, but here, in fact, so not the darkness, it's the dark of pepper. It couldn't be absent. Has to show them to practice it, it will be the same. So it is set out in such a way that it doesn't become accident. So in Melee, there is no fear of Havor. Havor, the Rosh Hashanah has only Shiva Sarandam. The right thing is only higher if it is accidental, if it is very accidental. And all the Rambam is talking about electric gold, there it's not oxidized at all. But there is a slow process of oxidation. But the slow process of oxidation is Al-Pidin not considered oxidation. Al-Pidin is not considered oxidation. It takes such a long time, you know, to oxidize it and convert it into ashes. So then it's not considered, yes, what you are.
Exactly what
you're
saying.
Really
saying that if it takes so long, it's not considered burning?
It's not considered oxidized. Even if you succeeded, I don't know whether you did oxidize it in the course of one day. I don't know, I suppose. Today is another method, so you could manipulate that if you should be oxidized in one day. But Al-Pidin, even if he succeeds in oxidizing it, it's not readily oxidized, so then there is no meloch avor. There is no meloch avor, because the meloch avor consists in consuming the object. When you burn wood, so you consume it. You know, in Yiddish there is an expression, brennen und verbrennen. I don't know what in English there is such an expression. Verbrennen means when the snake is rearranged and becomes consumed. But if the snake is rearranged, a snake may move on, then it's not oxidized, it's not verbrennen. It brennt, but it doesn't become verbrennen. Some melee, the Rabbi Bechayim spirit in the Torah says, the Eish of Sinai. The Eish of Sinai is like the Eish of Snake. So, has Snake way of age, they are Snake in any rooftop. In other words, Rabbi Bechayim, I mentioned it several times in the Droshes. The fire of Sinai is the kind of fire that sheds warmth and sheds light, but doesn't destroy anybody. Those Hanoim, you know, they are big Hanoim, and they try to destroy people. That's an Izor. That's not the fire of Sinai. That's an Izor. The real fire of Sinai sheds warmth and sheds light and doesn't destroy anybody. Any Kanoi which tries to destroy people is not motivated by the fire of Sinai. It's motivated by an Izor. So the question is, Havore, that the Torah asks, mit Reis. Does it consist in burning or in brennung or in verbrennung? In consuming. So the Rashi says, how that according to the Ramban, the Meloche of Avodah consists in consuming, in Reis, because the Avodah is also. So since Matre is still in contemplation, Matre is still in contemplation, so maybe there is no use of Avodah. Anyway, so the Ramban says, and Hamas Abazar is helping my mother to kill this mother of God. I'm not sure where the Rashi on Oak says it. Or, I myself thought of it, but it's passage. Years ago, a certain Rashi on Oak, and then another Rashi on Oak said it, so I couldn't look it up, I don't know. But I think it's the right shot anyway. Need the Rashi on Oak says it. So certainly, the right shot. I still think it's not shot. So the shot of the number means I'm kind of a bazaar in the south of the mind and it comes out of the high because the art of Avore consisted in half of those things in Avore where it's oxidized, where it becomes uka. But it doesn't become uko. So then, like in the Prima, that's not very rich, that's not many Uko, that's not Havor. As a matter of fact, the Yerevi says that Mavia Matres is not higher than Matres. Because in the Mishkin there was no Havor Matres. In the Mishkin there was Havor of other things, 18, not Havor. So it doesn't mean, the Yerevi doesn't mean because it didn't exist in that exact form. I mean in the Mishkin side, because that's not a work. I mean, you know, someone did very fine work, I'm not going to mention his name. So he said that New York is not a vicious economy. He would try to be martyr and leave it in Manhattan, even though there's Shishin today. So he says, I think that in Manhattan there are Shishim who do Jews, now maybe not okay. So he said that it has to be during the Midbar. The Midbar, so there were Shishim Ribei in Israel. So you can't count the boys. So Hamisha Feinstein answered to me was a big author, he was a big boy, I cannot mention his name. But of course it doesn't make sense what he said. So Rabbi Feinstein said to him, it has to be Gude, the Mishkin Hamesh, in Midbar. So then you should require only Shishin Gude men between the ages of 20 and 60, right after Gude. So that was in the Kasha, so to find the Kasha. Anyway, the Yerevi doesn't mean that it has to be one in the Mishkin. So somebody could say, it's not for some of the I said to buy to the fountain pen, as I told in the Mishkan they didn't use the fountain pen, they use some other sort of pen. So you can't make such offices, it has to be mamish like in the Mishkan. But when the Rebbe says that Mavir mattress is not hiding the I say, sorry, because in the Mishkin there was no other mattress. He means what the Rashi connotes.
Fundamental.
Now there's a fundamental difference. Because mattress does not become consumed. So in the Mishkin, the Avodah consisted in the burning, in the heating, it consumes. Not in the Avodah in the Kinet of a smell, they are beige, a smell, and you are. So what does it mean? In other words, so it doesn't have, so matres doesn't even bear its chazan to the Avore that we mentioned. But, so there has to be something substitute. In other words, when you burn wood or garments or paper, so then there is a shim on the chetze to burn it. It comes converted into ashes. But when you burn matres, it's not oxidized, not readily oxidized, so maybe there is no shim in the chetze. So the chetze remains the same. Maybe because of the long time, You'll notice a change, but it's much readily converted into something that there's no change. But if you do it to the result of the mind, to change it, to strengthen it, so that's the substitute for consuming it. So that's why the Rambam says,